This is Human Signal. I'm your host, Dr. Tobias Floyd. All right, let's get right into it. We need to talk about something that's been bubbling under the surface for decades. A conflict we just can't afford anymore. It's time for a generational truce. In this quote, man, it just hits the nail on the head. For years, the real problem has never been a lack of talent or drive. Not at all. It's been a system that was literally built to pit us against each other and hold everyone back. So what if we just call it a ceasefire? What if two generations who are so often painted as being at odds actually join forces? Yeah, we're talking about an unlikely but powerful alliance between Gen X and Gen Z. It's time to finally break that cycle. But look, to really get to the why this truce is so critical right now, we got to go back. We have to talk about how the pathways to success were just dismantled, how the ladders were literally pulled up, leaving whole generations stranded and forced to figure it out on their own. It's kind of a wild story when you think about it. You have the baby boomer generation, who started out as these symbols of rebellion, you know, Woodstock and all of that, who then became the architects of the very corporate system they once claimed to be against. The rebels became the gatekeepers. And you can see how it happened, step by step. Back in the 70s, you had things like strong unions and real training programs. There were clear paths to move up. But then came the 80s with all the optimization. And by the 90s, mentorship was slashed. And by the 2000s, forget about it. The career ladder was gone, replaced by a bunch of confusing corporate jargon and dead ends. And what they did, they call all this, oh, you heard the words. It was all about optimization and efficiency and streamlining. But let's be real. These buzzwords were just a smokescreen in a way to consolidate power at the very top, hollow out the middle, and basically hoard the playbook for success. So this whole dismantling process, it created two very distinct groups of people who had to deal with the fallout. The survivors, who saw it all go down, and the inheritors, who were born into the wreckage. So this whole dismantling process, it created two very distinct groups of people who had to deal with the fallout. The survivors, who saw it all go down, and the inheritors, who were born into the wreckage. And you can see here, they're really just two sides of the same broken coin. On one hand, you have Gen X, the turnkey survivors. They watched the ladders disappear, so they learned to hustle, but also pretty isolated and skeptical. And on the other hand, you have Gen Z. They're hungry, they're ready to build, but they're handcuffed by a system that offers them fake performative support instead of real opportunity. They're in the same struggle, just experiencing it in different ways. And let's be crystal clear about this. This gap, this tension between Gen X and Gen Z, it wasn't some natural thing that just happened. No way. It was engineered. It's a classic divide and conquer tactic. Keep everyone else fighting over scraps, while people at the top just get richer. But here's the thing about an engineered system. It can be disrupted. It can be broken. And that brings us to right now, because a new tool has just entered the arena and is changing the entire game. We're talking about AI. And it's not just another piece of tech. It's a massive reset button on the whole power dynamic. It's a tool for some pretty amazing poetic justice. Seriously, just think of AI as the next hot trend. It's way deeper than that. This is about resource reclamation. It's a way to take back everything that was lost, everything that was locked away. We are talking about the knowledge, the mentorship, the strategies, all the stuff that was kept in the hands of a powerful few. Now, let's talk about the word retribution for a second. It's a loaded word, right? But in this context, it has nothing to do with revenge. Not at all. Think of retribution as restoring balance. It's about reclaiming those resources and empowering everyone who was left out in the cold to finally build something new. Something that gives the next generation a real fair shot. So how in the world does AI do all of this? Well, for starters, it can rebuild all that institutional knowledge that companies literally just threw away. It makes high-level strategy and mentorship accessible to anyone with an internet connection, not just the C-suite. And maybe most importantly, it lets us bypass the old gatekeepers completely and empower a whole new generation of builders. And this is where it all comes together. This is where the truce becomes an alliance between the street smart OGs of Gen X and the hungry, digitally native builders of Gen Z. They can use this new tool to write a brand new playbook for success. And I got to stress this one more time. This whole thing isn't about pointing fingers. It's not about the blame game. It's about building a better future, period. It's a call for the OGs to finally pass on the wisdom and the playbook they never got, and for Gen Z to take that wisdom and run with it. That's my time. In a world of noise, our mission is to keep the signal clear.